Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and today, pretending. Those expecting congressional action on immigration reform this season may find themselves feeling, well, a little jerked around, as if the Congress were pretending to get something done, but not. So here to sort through this year in Congress with us is a reporter who's been keeping track of the back and forth. Matt Laszlo, welcome to Latino USA.
Thanks for having me.
So, Matt, the biggest issue that's making headlines right now is the growing numbers of undocumented children who are coming north. What's your take?
People in both parties just really seem blindsided by this. Even Democrats down there who represent border states in Arizona and Texas, there's a lot of feelings of mistrust that DHS had kind of hidden this problem. And then now the numbers that are coming out and the increased funding that's necessary, but then also the quandary of what do you do with these little tykes who are away from their parents really has people frustrated in both parties.
So has it been seen in any way that the Republicans are trying to say the crisis is out of control, President Obama is out of control, his administration is out of control on the one hand, and on the Democrat side, there was this comment by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that basically said they should go back home?
Well, right now, everyone's just generally concerned. I mean, you're hearing from the far right that you need more enforcement. Speaker Boehner set up a special border security group to look into specifically what to do with these kids and the problem. But the problem is you can't stop this with National Guard troops. These are kids. And when these kids come over the border, they're going to run to the Border Patrol agents because they want shelter.
All right, let's turn now to immigration reform. The push for legislation it's created partners across party lines. So you have the ACLU on the one hand, the Idaho Dairy Farmers Association on the other, run by conservative Republicans. You've got tech leaders like Mark Zuckerberg. Has there been any push on their part in terms of a last-minute push for immigration reform?
Well, and that's the interesting thing. All these groups saying, hey, do something, act on comprehensive immigration reform. So Republicans are definitely feeling pressure from all these disparate groups. But there was definitely fear put in rank-and-file House Republicans with the loss of Eric Cantor, which was kind of distorted amongst the national media. And the distortion is that he lost because of immigration reform. Not so much. He lost because he was seen as a Washington insider and out of touch.
That is so fascinating, Matt. The push to get that narrative out that Eric Cantor lost because of his small interest in moving immigration reform forward seemed to have taken hold. Where do you think that this plan to create that narrative around Eric Cantor's loss came from?
Well, so the last 2 weeks of his campaign, Politico put out a piece. And on the one hand, Mr. Cantor was getting attacked for, quote unquote, supporting amnesty. He was also getting attacked by immigration advocates for the opposite. And Mr. Cantor was kind of having it both ways. His opponent hit him on it and latched onto that one narrative that he supported, quote unquote, amnesty. And then that just latched into the conscious.
Wow. Fascinating. All right. So he's been replaced now by California's Kevin McCarthy as House Minority Leader. Do you think that Kevin McCarthy might do anything in terms of immigration and action?
His district is about 37% Latino. He's got all these competing interests just right there in his district, but he's promised his caucus to really listen to them and to not go forward with things that the majority of the caucus doesn't want.
So, as a fellow journalist, give me your real sense as to when serious immigration reform might take place.
Well, here's my read on it. I think what we're going to see is after these elections, when there's a lame duck Congress, some form of it will probably come up.
So piecemeal, perhaps, but a larger scale immigration reform?
I have no idea. Here's the thing that Republicans point out. When the Democrats had the House and the 60 votes in the Senate, so a filibuster-proof majority, they didn't touch this. It's cynical, but this is Washington, and neither party, when they've had the votes, has touched this issue.
Well, thank you for that cold glass of water on the face, Matt. We appreciate it.
I'm sorry.
Matt Laszlo is a reporter who's been covering Capitol Hill since 2006 and occasionally contributes to Latino USA.